KETR News. This is Tomorrow's Water Today, a weekly look at issues affecting the present and future water resources of Northeast Texas. I'm Mark Haslett. Some of Northeast Texas got a splash of rain yesterday, but the overall drought remains. Many utility districts, like the one in Greenville, are under voluntary use restrictions. In Josephine, Stage 2 restrictions are in effect. Many other Collin County districts are under Stage 1 restrictions. In Hunt County, Wolf City, Cache, Quinlan, Caddo Basin, and Shady Grove have implemented Stage 1 use restrictions. In Delta County, Cooper is under Stage 1. So is Bonham and Fannin County. In Lamar County, the town of DePort has Stage 1 restrictions. In Kaufman County, Terrell is one of many districts under Stage 1, as is the Bright Star Salem District in Wood County. In Raines County, both Emory and East Tewakney have implemented Stage 1. Same goes for Rockwall County, including utility districts in Fayette, Heath, Buffalo Creek, and the city of Rockwall itself. Meanwhile, the long-term picture for Texas climate looks grim, with climate scientists predicting hotter temperatures in the decades to come, and ongoing periods of drought remain likely. Jeremy Mazur of the Texas Water Development Board says that the 2011 drought was a wake-up call for Texas public planners.
That drought left upwards of 98% of the state of Texas in extreme drought conditions, and those were the worst conceivable drought conditions according to U.S. Drought Monitor. The effects of the drought were felt throughout Texas economies. The effects are most acute in the agricultural community, where ag losses rank in excess of $7 billion from the 2011 drought. I think the experience of the 2011 drought, coupled with the longstanding recognition of finance water plan projects, has really motivated the legislature to gather consensus towards coming up with a long-term solution for financing the water plan.
Mazur is referring to the ballot initiative that would create a special fund for the state water plan. One thing that's of note about this proposal is that its advocates are a bipartisan lot. Conventional wisdom associates Democrats with spending, but the funding plan that will go before Texas voters in November has strong support within the GOP and the state's business community. Because water is a natural resource, some casual observers might think something called the State Water Plan has to do with conservation measures, but it's not conservation, it's infrastructure. That's why many Texas business leaders, not usually a group noted for their sensitivity to environmental concerns, have their support behind this move. Ultimately, water is about the economy.
The business groups and the manufacturers and the realtors are very interested in creating a funding solution for the water plan, because a lot of these groups represent constituencies whose very livelihoods are affected by the availability of water. Try selling a house without a water connection. Try to keep Samsung in Austin if there's not a reliable source of water. Because a lot of these manufacturers and realtors just need water to survive.
As far as Northeast Texas in particular is concerned, what projects would be funded by this money? We'll take a look at some specifics as they pertain to our region next week here on Tomorrow's Water Today. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.